Welcome to episode 1256 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Last week, we began exploring a series of seven parables in Matthew 13 that reveal different aspects of the kingdom of heaven. These parables were told during a day of intensive teaching by the Sea of Galilee, where large crowds gathered to hear Jesus. Because of the size of the crowd, the Son of God taught many of these parables from a boat, while the people listened from the shore.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
In just two verses, Jesus speaks volumes. This parable may be brief, but it holds a profound spiritual invitation. It's an invitation to assess what we treasure most in life. To ask ourselves what we'd be willing to give up for the one thing that truly matters. The image Jesus paints is that of a merchant. This isn't someone who stumbles onto a treasure while working a field, like in the previous parable. This is someone deliberately searching, someone with experience, knowledge, discernment. He knows what he's looking for. When he finds it, he knows it's worth everything. The point is unmistakable. The kingdom of heaven, the reign of God in our hearts and in the world, is incomparable in value. Once truly seen, nothing else comes close. In Jesus' time, pearls were among the most highly valued gems. Before cultured pearls and modern diving technology, natural pearls were extremely rare and difficult to find. In the Roman Empire, pearls were the ultimate status symbol, considered more valuable than gold or diamonds. They were worn extensively by the elite, particularly women, to signify immense wealth and rank. Julius Caesar reportedly passed a law limiting the wearing of pearls to those above a certain status. Ancient peoples, including the Greeks and Romans, often had myths about the pearl's origin. One common belief was that pearls were tears of the gods or drops of dew or moonlight that fell into the sea and were captured by an oyster. This mystical origin added to their perceived sacred value. Pearls feature prominently in the description of the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem, symbolizing its supreme beauty and divine origin. The city has 12 gates, each made of a single pearl. This imagery highlights the extraordinary value and purity of entry into God's eternal presence. The Book of Revelation also lists pearls among the expensive luxuries of Babylon, which are judged and destroyed, thereby contrasting the earthly love of luxury with the heavenly perfection. So the merchant in Jesus's parable is likely wealthy already, a connoisseur, someone who knows what is valuable. But when he finds one pearl of supreme value, surpassing all others, he makes a radical decision. He sells everything he owns to obtain it. This is not just a financial decision, it's a total reorientation of life. All his prior treasures become negotiable. He doesn't just downsize, he relinquishes everything. The question that echoes through the centuries is this: what is your pearl of great price? This parable tells us the kingdom is not only for the accidental finder, it's also for the seeker. Note that there is a distinct difference in the posture of the man in the previous parable, who stumbles across treasure in a field, and this man who is an expert in value. Many come to faith by being surprised by grace. But others, like this merchant, search. They study, wrestle with questions, test paths, look for beauty, truth, and meaning. They may have explored philosophy, other religions, or pursued justice and community. Jesus is saying,
if you're seeking, keep going. If you're searching for what is most valuable, don't stop until you find it, and when you find it, let nothing hold you back.
This parable affirms the value of the spiritual search. The merchant's pursuit is honored. His discernment matters. He recognizes value when he sees it, and he responds decisively. The parable also teaches us that entering the kingdom, embracing life with God, is not a partial decision. It's not an accessory to life. It's not something you try on for a season. It's a total surrender. The merchant sells everything. This may sound extreme, but Jesus is consistent in this teaching. Consider what he says in Matthew 16, verse 24.
Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
Luke 14:33 might be even more direct.
Any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
The kingdom is free, but it costs everything. That paradox is the core of Christian discipleship. You can't earn it, but you can't half commit either. Why would anyone sell everything for one pearl? Because it's worth it. There is something about the beauty, purity, and perfection of the kingdom that transcends every other treasure. The rule and reign of God are not oppressive. They are liberating. The love of God isn't one treasure among many. It is the source of all true treasure. When we come to know Jesus, not just know about him, but know him intimately, our desires shift. We stop asking, "What do I have to give up?" and start saying, "How could I not give up everything for this?" The Apostle Paul echoes this sentiment in his letter to the Philippians.
Whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ.
It's important to remember, this isn't a story about a business deal. It's not a trade or barter. It's about value and surrender. The merchant doesn't haggle. He sees the pearl's worth and offers everything. This challenges our cultural mindset. We often want to negotiate with God. I'll give you my Sundays or Saturdays, but not my career choices. I'll give you my tithe, but not my comfort. I'll follow you, but only if it doesn't cost me my reputation or relationships. But the kingdom of God doesn't come through negotiation. It comes through transformation. When we are so moved by the beauty and worth of Jesus that we gladly surrender all. Let's get deep. This parable isn't just about what we do. It's about who Jesus is. Jesus reveals the supreme worth of the kingdom. Jesus doesn't compare the kingdom to something common. He uses a pearl of great price, something rare, beautiful, and deeply desired. This tells us something about his vision for what life with God truly is. It's not dull religion. It's not empty morality. It's treasure. Jesus came not to burden us, but to show us something worth everything. Jesus honors the journey of the seeker. In many places, Jesus challenges religious authorities and comforts sinners. But here, he honors the merchant, someone carefully seeking. This shows Jesus welcomes those who search deeply, who ask hard questions, and who are not content with shallow answers. Jesus is not threatened by your doubts or your pursuit of meaning. He meets you in the search. Jesus calls for total surrender. Jesus never hid the cost. He said, "Follow me," and invited people to leave behind their nets, their wealth, their reputations. Why? Because the kingdom is worth it. Jesus is not selling a product. He is inviting people into a relationship, one that transforms every area of life. Jesus is the pearl. In a deeper sense, Jesus is the pearl. He is the one of infinite value. He is the one in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. When we find him, we find everything. And this flips the parable again. Jesus is also the one who gave up everything to gain us. He left heaven, emptied himself, took on flesh, suffered, died, and rose again. All for the joy set before him. That joy was us. In a way, we are his pearl of great price. Here are three questions to help you reflect and respond. First, what do I treasure most? Look honestly at your life. Where do your time, money, energy, and thoughts go? What's the pearl you're pursuing? Is it success, control, approval, comfort, or is it Christ? Ask God to reveal your heart and to give you a clearer vision of the treasure he offers. Second, what would I need to surrender? If Jesus is your pearl of great price, what are the things that might compete with him? Are there areas of your life you've kept off limits? Jesus doesn't want part of your heart. He wants the whole thing, not out of control, but out of love. Finally, am I willing to say yes? This isn't a call to immediate perfection. It's a call to direction, to take a step, to start the journey of full surrender. Maybe today is the day to say, "Jesus, I want you to be the treasure of my life. I surrender all." Father, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. You offer us a treasure this world cannot match. Help us to see the surpassing worth of knowing you. Free us from attachments to lesser things. Teach us to surrender, not out of fear, but out of joy. May we be like the merchant, bold, clear-eyed, and unafraid to give everything for the one thing that matters most. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.